Welcome to News Video Clip. The New York Times dropped a bombshell report today about how the Trump White House has been fighting like hell for 2 years to keep the Epstein files away from the American public. Wow, I can't imagine why. Oh, wait a second. The New York Times reports that one of the Epstein victims, a girl, says that Trump had sex with another Epstein victim, another girl, and physically abused her, especially her nipples. And we're going to go now to Jennifer Welch at I've Had It, because she has more details about this report. And this you don't want to miss.
Some really horrifying news. Apparently, Donald Trump has a predilection for nipples. Pop this up. Breaking, horrifying. Epstein bombshell reveals that Trump allegedly had a predilection for nipples and abused one of the victims by aggressively flicking and sucking on them. Apologize for that, but we're going to have to get through this. And it gets so much worse. They looked incredibly painful as they were red and swollen, and I remember wincing when I looked at them. Epstein victim Sarah Ransom wrote in an email to a journalist referring to a victim named Jen, who Trump allegedly preyed on. Ransom claimed that Jen, who was a girl in Epstein's sex trafficking ring, had sex with Trump and he brutally abused her nipples. Ransom claimed to have seen the evidence firsthand on Jen's body. And the New York Times report reveals that Trump and senior cabinet officials held meetings in the Situation Room over the administration's response to the Epstein files. There's no question right now that this is the biggest cover-up of our lifetime.
Already, and it absolutely is a huge cover-up. The New York Times did an amazing job. And you heard Jennifer Welch mention the Situation Room. Now, this is below the White House, and it's used for very serious things, like when the country goes to war, or like when Obama was watching the video feed of Osama bin Laden being caught and killed, like serious stuff. So J.D. Vance and Trump's cabinet actually went to the Situation Room many, many times to try to figure out a way to help Trump get out of the Epstein files. And here's MS Now with a report in which they came up with an idea for Trump to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell, who was Jeffrey Epstein's co-criminal. She was the one who went out and got the young girls for Jeffrey Epstein and other men like Trump to sexually abuse. Here's the story from MS Now.
There's one anecdote in there where they talk about whether they should give a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell. And the response inside the room has nothing to do with the morality, ethics, or legality of it. It's, oh, no, that would create a real PR problem for us if we were to do that. And I was blown away by how cynical that was. But really, I think the most interesting and most troubling element of this, well, there's a lot of troubling elements of this, is Todd Blanche. Todd Blanche at the time is the deputy AG, okay? He is ostensibly part of the Justice Department and therefore should have some sort of separation from the White House. And yet he's sitting in the Situation Room throughout this, plotting ways to shield the president of the United States from public scrutiny and legal scrutiny. He is not acting as a part of the Justice Department. He's acting as Trump's defense lawyer, and he's intimately involved in all the decision makings. And I just want you.
This is absolutely true. The New York Times reports all the little schemes that Todd Blanche came up with to try to help Trump. And keep in mind, Todd Blanche is currently the acting attorney general of the United States. And Trump recently nominated him to be the permanent attorney general of the United States. And Todd Blanche is clearly not qualified to do this. He's obviously compromised. And who knows, he may be criminally guilty himself. Alrighty, speaking of Trump, he went on Fox News today to try to defend his failed war in Iran. He actually called into Fox News and tried to say the Iran war wasn't so bad because we've only lost 13 soldiers. And he went on to lie that hundreds of thousands of soldiers died in Vietnam. Here we go.
We lost 13 soldiers in two wars. In Venezuela, we lost none, took over the country. And in Iran, we lost 13. In Vietnam, we lost hundreds of thousands, 19 years. Nobody says that yet.
Okay. The reason nobody says that is because it's not true. We did not lose hundreds of thousands of soldiers in Vietnam. We lost about 58,000. As anybody who's even studied that war just remotely knows. And the Vietnam War did not go on for 19 years. U.S. troops did not enter Vietnam until the mid-60s, and the last troops were out in 1975. Do the math. That's not 19 years. So Trump just continues to lie. It's just disgusting. And speaking of disgusting liars, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is falsely claiming that tens of thousands of people died from the COVID vaccine. And he's claiming it's a plot that he's going to investigate. Here he is on News Nation lying like hell.
Lie to us. We're going to uncover this entire plot.
Do you think this is bigger than the biggest scandal of your time, bigger than Watergate?
Nobody died in Watergate. Yeah. Tens of thousands of people died after March 1st from that COVID injection.
Okay, that is absolutely false, and it's been debunked numerous times. Ron Johnson is lying. And we have a link to that story right below this video with all of our other stories. And in the Ron Johnson story, we link to multiple sources that debunked his ridiculous lie. So we got you, you fucking liar. Alrighty, on that lovely note, please like and subscribe. Or if you hate this video, please hate and subscribe. If you hate my guts, please hate and subscribe. All right, we'll be back later with more stories.